Hey, it's Maria and Chad trying to help you make sure you're spending your money properly when we talk about movies that are worth spending your hard-earned dollar. And thanks to our friends at Valley Honda Dealers, we go live to Hollywood to talk to Cecily Nobler.
Good morning.
Good morning, our princess.
Hello, my goddesses and God. Well, now it's getting weird. Now it just got weird.
Do you have all your Valentine shopping done?
Oh, yeah. You mean by the tears that I cry when I go to the grocery store?
Yeah, bottle those up and give them to somebody behind the checkout counter at the grocery store. That's very romantic.
That's nice, like a little perfume.
Oh my God, you guys are weird.
Some tears.
I know,
for you.
Weird. It took a turn really fast.
It did.
It's pretty good timing for that because we're going to start with 50 Shades Freed.
Oh my gosh. Now, do I have to see the first two to understand this one?
You could see the first two and you still won't understand this one.
Oh no.
I've seen them all and I have no idea. This is, for those who don't know, the third installment of the 50 Shades Softcore series, which
yes.
It is softcore. I mean, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. It's again about a millionaire hot guy who you never know quite how he's so rich. It's just like, it's so badly written, so it's just like, I'm a businessman. Get me the Peterson file. Hold my calls. I'm business McBusiness. You know what I mean? It's like, what does he do even?
I'm turned on just listening about this.
Business. A miscast Jamie Dornan plays this guy, and of course Dakota Johnson is back as his lover and wife. They get married in the opening credits, by the way.
Oh.
This is so bad and also so good, but also so bad. First of all, there's a character named Boyce. B as in boy, Oyce. Boyce Fox, for no reason.
But is he cute?
Not really. That guy's... Now, some of the security guards, because they do have a security team now, because a lot of people are after Mr. McBusiness.
Wow.
So they're all super hot. At one point, Christian Grey says to Anastasia Steele, Grey, he said something like, you got where you are due to hard work. And someone yelled out, yeah, and Melanie Griffith, and I yelled out, yeah, and Don Johnson, and we laughed.
Yeah.
We just all laughed.
And then did you guys run for the door and get out of the theater as fast as possible?
We really had so much fun, actually. I enjoyed this because we were laughing through the whole thing so hard. I can't tell if they were trying to be funny. I really can't, but we laughed.
Okay.
So because of that, I'm going to give it 5 out of 10 voices. That's how I'm now going to review things.
Well, my wife goes every year with her friends, and they somehow have a good time. So I don't know what happens in that theater, but they enjoy it.
She'll love it. But this one makes less sense than anything I've ever seen.
Okay.
Also opening is Peter Rabbit, a film based on the beloved children's books by Beatrix Potter. Remember how Peter used to be this adorable bunny with very gentle friends and foes, you know, just hopping around? I guess a studio exec somewhere said, what if we turn Peter Rabbit into Jar Jar Binks? But wait, make him slightly more annoying.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I know. This was one of my favorite books growing up. I actually love James Corden, who voices the CGI'd rabbit, which is also mixed with live action. I laughed a little, and the animals are super cute, but if I were Rex Reed, I would say, this puts the flop in Flopsy. But I'm not. I'm not
okay.
Rex Reed.
Right.
It's better than the previews make it look, but I would recommend just getting the books, or, you know, maybe waiting so you can just, like, stream it or something. I wouldn't pay your hard-earned money on this, but it's not awful.
Is that the one with Little Bunny Fufu in it, or is that a different...
And Jeremiah Puddle Duck?
Yeah.
Flopsy, Mopsy, and Cottontail?
Oh, no, I'm not remembering any of that.
Oh, it's... I love it so much, so just even just little glimpses of that made me happy, but it should have been much better. So C minus on that. Was not able, sadly, to screen 1517 to Paris. They didn't screen it wide. Some people got to see it, but
well, you were just in Paris, so just review that. Was the city good?
The city is amazing. The city is an A+. The movie, which is directed by Clint Eastwood, is based on the true story of three guys who heroically helped save a train from a terrorist attack. Do you remember that in, like, I think 2015?
Not at all.
Oh, my God. It's an amazing story, and the parts are played by the real heroes, not actors.
Does Clint Eastwood talk to a chair in this one?
It's a surprise cameo. I don't know.
Does the chair get credit, though?
Sadly, I didn't get to see it, but there are some early bad reviews. I mean, people are kind of tearing this apart, but I can say that the story is inspiring, and so like you or those who don't remember this story, just look up the 1517 to Paris and read about the real story, because that's worth it, for real.
Okay.
I will leave it there. I've got to go get married to Boyce Fox.
Yes, congratulations in advance, and happy Valentine's Day. Say hi to your friend at the grocery store for us.
I will. Thank you so much. Happy Valentine's Day. I'm live from Hollywood. I'm Cecily Nobler.